Brianna, thinking that Megan was home and in her room, let herself into the room without knocking, but no one was in the room. Suddenly there was a burst of blue light, and there appeared Megan and May standing in the room, and Brianna just fainted right on the spot. When she woke up on the bed a few minutes later...
What happened?
May was standing there beside the bed with a crown device in her hand, but before she could hide it, Brianna saw it.
Okay, you caught us. We're superheroes involved in a lot of top-secret stuff that no one else is supposed to know.
I knew it!
Brianna said, remembering all the strange things she'd overheard, but had not been able to make any sense of. Megan had to cover her mouth to keep from laughing, but she had to admit it was better than the answer that she was about to fabricate. May began to put the crown device upon her head.
Now we're going to have to erase your memory so that you don't tell anyone about us.
No, I won't tell anyone, really. You can trust me.
Megan handed the jewel to May, who promptly exchanged it with the blue transport jewel.
Now we'll find out what you really know. I'll pump your brain for information until you scream. If you're going to keep any secrets from us, I'll find out.
Not on my bed, you aren't.
Why not?
Because the last time you did that to someone, it made an awful mess. We never did get the stains out of the bedspread.
Brianna shook her head back and forth in desperation, wondering what in the world May and Megan had in mind for her. Quickly, she tried to think of anything that might spare her the full wrath of the worst thing she might imagine.
Look, I'll join you. I can be helpful. I can help.
Brianna looked back and forth between the two, desperate to find some glimmer of hope.
Really, I won't tell, I promise. I'll even sign a contract in my own blood if I have to.
Megan bit her lower lip on that one, and May turned completely around, trying to prevent Brianna from seeing she was about to burst out laughing.
May, do you have the contracts we use for people to sign in blood?
May shook her head, still trying to keep from laughing.
No, but I'll go see if we can find one.
May left the room and went into the bathroom and closed the door. She couldn't hold it any longer and laughed so hard, as quietly as she could, that tears were rolling down her cheeks.
You stay right here. You need to rest a little more and we'll be right back. If you leave, you know we know where you live.
Megan left the room and joined May in the bathroom. And May is still laughing.
I can't help it. This is the very best prank we ever pulled on Brianna.
Yeah, I'll have to agree with you on that, but there's just one problem.
What's that?
She saw transport in the room and she's going to expect some kind of...
A contract signed in blood, right? Yeah, I think we're fresh out of him.
Give me that.
Megan grabbed the crown device from the edge of the sink as she tried to regain her composure.
You're not to be trusted with this thing. It's not for children, you know.
Oh, not for children.
Oh, stop it. This is serious.
Serious. Okay, serious.
I said, stop it! Oh, you just stay here until you get it over with. But you're going to miss what I'm about to do in there, and then you'll be sorry.
Okay, I'm stopping. I'm stopping now.
Brianna's eyes were as big as ever when Megan re-entered the room.
You're not going to erase my brain, are you?
Brianna was shaking her head, and she looked so pathetic that Megan didn't know if she should laugh or cry.
You mean... blank your memories from seeing us beam into the room? We don't want to hurt you, but we have to keep a secret identity and a job we must do. We can't afford for anyone else to know who we are.
So are you good guys or bad guys?
We're the good guys. We try to help people when we can.
You're working on a big case, right?
You know we are.
Can I help?
We're dealing with some really dangerous people, killers even, and, well, you might not want to get involved in something like that.